Hey everybody, welcome to Big Blend Radio. So excited to have Red Hot Shame back on the show. They are based up in Northern California, and man, you just if you were on YouTube, you just saw their video Stone, so you could hear some of the music there. They were on our show last year, 2022, with their album My Satellite. And Jeff, welcome back all of you guys, except Steven's not here, but you know. But apparently he's playing in a garden somewhere. So from the redwoods to the gardens, you guys are all good. But Jeff, this is how many albums now?
This is number four
Okay,
of
good.
a
Well,
full-length album. Yeah,
yeah. So tell everybody about the little chick.
the chick on the cover, that's,
The
well,
cover. It's cool.
we don't have a name for the chick, I guess. It's just our
Oh.
mascot. I guess we should name him or her. But
Huh.
that's a creation of Jeff Jordan's artist, and the idea for the cover came from Spencer, actually.
Yeah.
The album title being "You Can't Make Me," and he thought it would be kind of a good idea to be like sort of a Gulliver's Travels kind of sort of thing, where we're trying to, pin the chick down, and it's just sort of flicking us away. And so that's all of us in the band there, and there's my wife on her horse, and then we got a bunch of our friends and fans down there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And you can't make me. That's interesting too, because the lyrics go into like a hospital setting, like a medical, like almost felt like you're going to make me have another vaccine kind of thing, and I don't want one. I don't want an injection, but you can't make me. And it's like, I always feel anything medical, any I'm sorry, but I'm deathly scared of white coats. I don't know
Yeah.
why they have white coats, but they should stop it. And put like redwood trees on their coats and jackets and mushrooms and stuff. Personally, that's what I think. But so that's kind of goes with, that song. Tell us a little bit about the title track.
Okay, so that the words to that song and the title came from Linda Faye Carson, who's a friend of ours who passed last year. Right after we put out My Satellite, just a few days
Oh,
after
wow.
that, she passed away, and she had liver failure, and the lyrics are all just made up of things that she would say to us about what was going on. And the "You Can't Make Me" thing specifically was just kind of, we had a habit of trying to introduce each other to songs that we'd never heard. And so we would send a song to each other at night at a certain time, and then we'd listen to it, and then we'd chat back and forth. What do you think? Every once in a while, I'd send her something that was just maybe too weird, and she'd just reply, "You can't make me." Like, she's not even going to try it. I'm just like, don't have the time for it. Don't want it. So it just kind of became a joke between us of, just like, that came up a lot of "You can't make me," and it worked its way into the song. Took the lyrics from. And then the very end of that song, you can hear her voice actually. She replies, "Oh, that was lovely. Thank you." That was a recording
Oh, okay.
right before she passed. I recorded the song, sent it to her, just on my iPhone, and that was her response to hearing the song. And I'm glad Steven talked me into sending that to her. He thought that she'd want to hear it, and I'm glad he
Oh,
did
good.
that.
That the whole album, I love this. I really, really love the album. Because it feels familiar, maybe because of My Satellite before, but with your sound, you've definitely got your own sound, but it's also I don't know how to explain it, where it's warm, but at the same time it's deep and you take us into dark places. And I don't know if it's the bass part of it. What There are some interesting runs, and then the guitar work, and I mean, all of it is just badass.
That's
You know what I mean?
Ryan.
There's this warmth, and but at the same time, and I think that's what because we have to always go. You play both sides of the coin, which is life, right? That part of balance. So, yeah, bringing it, but the bass part, there's some lines going up that I'm like, ooh, where are you taking us? And but then Ryan, you do help out there. He's like, it's okay. We can let it out. We can let it
Well, I think that what's really cool about this album was we really wanted to capture kind of a live kind of sound. My Satellite was a little more methodically produced, and this one we really tried to capture kind of just a live feel, a lot more live drums, more guitars, just trying to get that loud kind of sound. And yeah, and it it's
gave it a really unique kind of vibe to it, you know. Very
Yeah,
DIY
it's almost grungy.
Kind of vibe.
It's almost
Yeah.
it's
Yeah, for
it
sure.
is it's grungy, but at the same time, like there's a lighter part of it. So did you
Right.
guys you've been so you were saying like so this song, the title track, that was done like a while ago. So tell us about the rest of the song. Like Miserable, that's one of my favorite songs. I never thought I'd always love a song called Miserable, but that is one of my favorite ones. Like honestly, it's still going in my head. And so yeah, I'm kind of stuck there.
That one gets a good response. That was Spencer had a lot to do with that when he came up with the whole
Yeah.
middle part. And
Yeah.
Spencer did
They
double
tell me
duty
I
on this
did
album.
this stuff.
You
I don't
did, yeah.
remember.
He did double duty on the album too. You like the bass work, but he is also the drummer in the album as well. So
Right
a lot
on.
of the sound is right there.
Right on, man, Spencer. That's like that, but that is that kind of deeper stuff that I'm talking about, right? And so, you know, that run, the Miserable is, I don't know, it just it's comfortably dark.
Yeah, I think I remember when Jeff like was working on the main riff and he showed it to me and Ryan, and I think both of us were like, that's a good one. That's a really yeah. We both like that one a lot, I think,
Yeah,
from the first
no.
time before it had words or anything. It was
Yeah.
just a riff.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a good riff. Keep yeah.
Yeah, because it goes with a walking beat, like a slow walk when you are like just like dude, just kind of shuffling, but not you're not even in the shuffle. You're not even it's like this slow, like, do I have to get up today? Kind of chilled out. You know, can I just look out my window?
Yeah, it's got a good vibe.
Spencer has a really good sense of rhythm, and like his rhythm really is showcased really well on this album. Because yeah, he's doing the drums, he's doing the bass, and so the words escaping me right now. Yeah, it's I hear him all over it. Like, and I think that's why that feeling you get, and I get it too when I hear, even when we play him live with our live drummer, it's different than when I listen back to the record, because on the record, you know, it's got Spencer's groove all over it, and it puts me in a different headspace for sure.
Yeah, it's a little syncopation, like a very, very slight syncopation in there that is that you know what I mean? I don't know if people
Sure.
can copy that kind of thing. I don't know if it's yeah, because if
Yeah,
that's
we need
your
Spencer to
vibe.
grow a couple more arms.
Yeah, come on, Spencer. 2024, it's all about duplicity of arms and you know whatever we want. But did you guys record it in your studio, Jeff?
Just right here in this room.
Nice, nice,
Yeah.
good acoustics in there, huh? Because
It's kind of
it's
reverberant, you know. Yeah, but we
got
make
yeah.
it
There you
work.
are.
Yeah.
Well, that's the warmth part of it. That's what's interesting about your music. You guys have a good warmth, no matter how deep the song is. Is it coming from the lyrics? What do you think it is? What is it? Just
Boy, I don't know. Just
well, you
maybe
got
just
twinkly lights. That's good, but
I think it's the vocals. I think the vocals and the vocal harmonies kind of unify everything, you know. And because they're yeah, Jeff's an amazing lyricist, and the harmonies are really good, and they're always super solid. And you
And
know,
the
I
acoustic
throw in the
guitar.
grit, and Spencer's got the groove, you know.
And the acoustic guitar, I think, on a lot of
Yeah.
stuff adds some warmth kind of to it.
Yeah, because the warmth is what helps you feel like you know that you are alive. And it's interesting to me because of the grunge sound. This is just my opinion. I hate really like getting into things too much because everybody's got a different sound when they listen to something and a different
Yeah.
connection. But there's even parts of it that kind of bring me back. It's going to sound weird, but you've almost got like a Nirvana, Guns N' Roses, Crosby, Stills, and Nash thing happening all together. Does that sound
I
like
like
a,
that. I dig
is that weird? That's
it.
weird. Like, you know
No,
what I mean?
Favorite bands now.
it's kind of
Yeah.
a lot of my inspiration. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
That's
kind of,
cool.
I was listening to that day, but it's like nobody does that. Like, but it, and it works really well. You know, so when you guys are still performing live in places throughout Northern California?
Yeah, well, we just put out the album on the first, and now we're taking a little break.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a
So the
really,
out, do you
really
have
busy year.
physical
And
albums?
what's that?
Do you have physical albums for
Yeah,
people?
yeah, yes.
Sweet.
Yes.
vinyl coming anytime?
No vinyl. That's
No, but it would sound really good on vinyl. I'm just,
yeah, man, that would be nice
wouldn't
to make
it?
a small pressing of those. Yeah, they're expensive these days.
Yeah, but could you imagine the little chick in the middle? Like,
Yeah.
that
That
would
would
be
be
like a,
cool.
it
Yeah,
is
you
kind
never
of
know
like
what's
a
gonna
like
happen.
yellow vinyl
iPhone for us.
with the chicken. Yeah.
Yeah. If we do
Ooh, that'd
vinyl,
be
we gotta
cool.
have something backwards on there so that you can spin it backwards and have it say
Put some
something.
sure.
It's gotta be
Oh
there.
boy.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you're
Yeah.
gonna have to do that. That would be cool, you know? But I think, yeah, the little chick could also be like a logo for albums, you know, like the little dog. You could have the little chick, you know. I think there's something
Yeah.
about the little chick. But you guys in the art is always a big part of it. And that's why I think the album would be just, I don't know. I don't know. I'm on the road all the time, so I don't get to play albums, you know. I would like that, but my car bounces too much. But if you just the art, because it's an art piece, you know,
Yeah.
having the cover and then like inside notes, like, you know, scribbly dibblies and all of that, you know. Do you write the lyrics by hand or do you type them?
I type them because
Do
I
you
work on
really?
them. Yeah, I
No,
work on them over a long period of time sometimes.
you just ruined
Once
it
in a
for me.
while, they
I
all
feel
come
like
out
you have
all
a
in one little
notebook.
setting. But yeah, no, I used to do it by hand. I have notebooks, but nowadays it's like, you know, I could be working my job and I just have an idea, and so I just pull out the phone and get a notepad going real quick, and it's
Wow.
just handy to have that with you all the time.
Well, you're saying Miserable started with the music first and then went into the lyrics. Is
Yeah.
that most of the time of what happens, or is it the flip or both, or?
It's a mixed bag. There's sometimes when someone will just say something, and just the lyric is something that I was like, oh, that's a great idea, or that's a good title, and then that just starts me off on the lyrics first. Or I could just be humming a melody, and that's what starts. Or, you know,
And
Ryan will
then.
show me something at practice, and we'll riff off of that. There's a lot more kind of back and forth on this album of, like I said, like, you know, Spencer putting parts in and like what's mine. I challenged him one day and said, here's what I'm doing on the chorus. It's up to you to write your own part. And it's like, challenge accepted. And then we have a three part, you know, part on that song. So, you know, I like to do more of just see what happens. Each song is just kind of its own animal, really.
Guys are like running a kitchen of music. Like everybody's doing a different part for the dish, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, with you
Yeah, got it.
with this album, you've got the two videos out now. Okay, so Stone, you've got Vampire Empire, which that's cool. So the videos crack me up. I love the videos, and then I'm like, what was that in the woods? What was that? You know, so I've actually gone through a couple times on them now. So tell us a little bit about making these videos, because I remember last time, didn't one of you do it yourself or something with the going through the redwoods? And I don't know, it was kind of like the
It's
Blair Witch Project thing, but it was cool.
yeah. I work with somebody else, and we just kind of pitch ideas and say, this is kind of what we're looking for. And honestly, we don't shoot the videos ourselves. You know, it's stuff that
Yeah,
we
but still,
kind
it's
of say, this is
crazy.
what we like, and, you know, can you make something like this? And then we go back and forth and kind of fine tune it.
Yeah, I think on Stone we were like random, just make it random,
But
wasn't
was
it? That what
that
we
Bigfoot?
called it?
And then
Bigfoot.
was it there was
Yeah,
Bigfoot, and then
but
all of a
I
sudden
said
Bigfoot looked like a
Bigfoot.
human, you know? So I was like, I kept going back, like, what was that Bigfoot or not, you know? But you
Yeah.
never know.
Without that song is just kind of a random song about nothing, really. So we just kind of wanted the video to be a random video about
I
nothing.
like that song though, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny how songs that you just like, yeah, put it out there, but they're really good. You know?
Open to interpretation.
Yeah.
Ah, that's always good. Bigfoot or not,
It's
you
about
know?
whatever
you want it to
I
be
asked
about.
Jeff about that song, and I was like, because I have a it's I have a weird like take to that song for myself. I'm
Yeah,
like, what's that
sure
song
is.
about? Because I think about it like this, and he's like, oh, it's about nothing. I'm like, oh.
Someone not to me, yeah.
Yeah, not to me. Like, I think
I
about
do
my
want to.
ex-wife.
Oh, good. Oh, boy.
The
And it's
meaning
called
adapted
Stone. That
person.
sounds good. That's a.
Right.
Yeah, that's always good. Well, make sure she
Stone
watches
cold.
this. I know. Hey, we're starting a new magazine called Tombstone Tales if you want
Oh, well, there we
to.
go.
No, it's
Tombstone.
actually. Yeah, we actually are. But but now, do any of you really believe in Bigfoot? Because you are kind of in Bigfoot country, right?
definitely in Bigfoot country. There's Squatch in these woods for sure. I haven't seen it, but I think I've heard of mating before. It's wild.
Do you think the chick could take out the Bigfoot? Little chick there with that Bigfoot. Yeah. That little chick has Bigfoot.
Kind of like a Godzilla versus Kong situation.
Godzilla. Yep. Yeah. Godzilla, like just choose on a redwood.
Redwood style. Yeah.
God, I love that song though. Godzilla, Godzilla. We used to jam that song. No, seriously. Yep. Would you guys ever cover that? I could hear it.
Probably not that. We kind of have a habit of only doing covers from our friends, you know. Okay. So we'll do like
Linda
Faye
friends.
Carson song or a Rob Christensen song.
God, that's like that. Cool. So many people, it's so hard to go out and they start doing all the covers that you hear, you know, the same 15 classic rock songs on the radio that everybody's heard over and over and over and over again. Like, you don't even hear Godzilla that often on like a radio station, you know, depending on where you are. You guys might have good radio.
Sometimes you'll get lucky, but it's not as much as Don't Fear the Reaper.
Oh, yeah, that's, and yeah, more cowbell and, you know.
It could use a little more cowbell, yeah.
Always. Yeah.
A lot of my favorite songs are just songs that my friends wrote, so that's what I like to play.
But that's so nice, though, you know? That's so nice to just have this other, because there's so much good music out there. That's what frustrates me.
It really is.
These channels of the same over and over when there's just so much good music. Whenever someone tells me, oh, there's no real good music anymore, I want to smack them.
Yeah.
Put them with your ex-wife. You know,
that was kind of a big focus of ours in this past year. And what we want to continue on with next year is we did this thing called the Humboldt Showcase. And like, we really feel like there's a lot of really talented original songwriters here. And this last year we took a little mini tour called the Humboldt Showcase. And we took two other bands with us from Humboldt County. And we went and played in Golden Gate Park at the Band Shell in San Francisco and played down in Pacifica and did a big show at the Arcata Theater. And we want to expand that next year and just bring more bands and push further out and do more dates and just kind of get Humboldt County more known as, you know, an original music mecca.
That's really cool.
There's a scene here for sure, and there's like and like you said, a lot of people are like, oh, there's no good music, but there's a lot of people trying to do good music. It's just, you know, people don't know that they need to leave their house, put down their phone and turn off the computer, and then if they go out, they can watch a live show usually for free. You know what I mean? You know, we don't charge people to come see us. I mean, rarely. A couple places there was charges, but it was super cheap. And you know, come out for a couple hours. You know, you get to usually meet all the bands and everybody out there that who's got the same interests and like, you know. So I think it's really cool, like seeing like the scene kind of get a little bit bigger. This last year and a lot of get acquainted with a lot of other bands and become friends with them. And it's just a lot of great music up here. And it's really cool to be a part of it.
San Francisco is always so well known for it, but it's changed up a lot through the years. And I think there's still really good music coming out of the Bay Area and then north, like even Bodega Bay and Petaluma and all the way up through to you guys, that whole belt of Northern California. People have just chilled out and more creative, you know, and understand that creativity and the arts are a way of life. It's not a side thing, you know what I mean? I mean, everybody has to work and be sustainable, but you know what I mean? It's like the arts as a whole are that's what makes quality of life. And I think your area really has that, you know, and people need to know and go there for it, you know.
Well, Jeff's one of the, if not the most person I know, like, you know, one of the things about like the local scene here is it's like there is, I feel like we do kind of have a per cap, like I have a bunch of songwriters. I can't believe that they're like all these unknown people living around here, I think, write like such great songs and that no one knows who they are or whatever. Like when there's not a huge amount of like external support, you know, either from like labels or distribution or like things to get the word out or it's really good to see some of these local bands helping each other, you know, put these shows together. And because, you know, I think there is like a kind of a collective element where we're all kind of helping each other out, because it's, you know, yeah, we don't live in the Bay Area or like LA or something where there's a lot of platforms for that kind of thing. So, and Jeff's like one of the best people I know for just, you know, trying to support other bands and other people's music. And essentially was mostly kind of a, still a DIY sort of, you know, scene around here. And so DIY.
We cheer each other on, I think.
All
we're all fans.
So it's more collaborative than competitive.
Oh yeah,
for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Fun competition.
Let's talk about drummers.
Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah, but yeah, because it's inspiring. You can inspire each other and bring something new. And when people come to your area, right? So as travelers, right? Where would you recommend people go to seek out local music to hear about it? Because that's one way that music can spread nationally, is that people go see a live band that they've never heard of and enjoy. You know, I just did that a couple of weeks ago. We were in Natchitoches, Louisiana, and I couldn't believe, just because you've got Cajun Zydeco and everything there, but how it was just so cool to hear just bands of all ages in one band bring in their actual local flair and then yet keep it contemporary. It was insanely good. I know I need to go here, do this other event. And I'm like, just leave me here. Leave me on the water with this band, because it was so good. And just, you know, they were just exactly who they are. And I think that's something really special when some entity hasn't told somebody what to do in their creativity and let it flourish, you know. It was really cool to experience. But yeah, what would you say, where should people go to seek out music?
Well, I don't know, like, I think, you know, especially in a small town, this is just what I've sort of gleaned from like living here for, you know, the past 10 years or whatever, is that like it kind of takes, you know, it sort of takes a village a little bit. Like, you know, it'll take the radio, you know, bands like reaching out to, we have local radio stations, and that's a part of what kind of gets word out to the public about events and stuff. There's a couple of like local webs. There's one in particular a lot of people use, that's like a you know, what's going on in Humboldt website or whatever, that they have most of the stuff is called lostcoastoutpost.com. And we got a local newspaper, you know, like little things like that. And it's really all those things working in conjunction. Cause I think you're right. Like, it's not, I mean, you know, if I'm pulling into a town and I'm like gonna Google, hey, what's going on in this town tonight, it's going to kind of change with each town. Like, there's not one universal source that has all that stuff. And so again, it kind of comes back to the like DIY.
Although everybody's, I will say, here in Eureka, though, I will say that Siren Song Tavern down at Old Town,
right,
I was gonna say that something too. Going on down there every day of the week. There's something cool going on.
Yeah, the Siren Song.
We got quite a few little places that like really got stuff going on 5 nights out of 7. Like,
wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, between Eureka and Arcata, there's really a lot.
Homebrews, the Jambalaya.
Yeah. Savage Henry Comedy Club's got, you know, a lot of music and a lot of comedy.
Yeah, comedy. All right. That's cool.
Places.
Can people tell them
the
what to say? Because comedians are having a hard time. You're not allowed to say anything anymore.
Yes. And
I'm
no,
like,
I'm
that.
Sure.
I wonder what's going to happen to comedy. I think it's
going
to be
underground. Well, see, the safe bet is you put it in music, because then, you know, you can say whatever you want in lyrics, and a lot of people just like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I hear that? Was that right? Was that in there?
Safe zone.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. I think, you know, but then they have Netflix specials, and if you push that button, that's your deal. You know, so it's a little different. I would love to see like Netflix and Hulu and people like that actually do more for musicians. Then, you know, it seems like comedians, every comedian has a podcast and a Netflix special, but it would be awesome to see like independent music have their own specials, you know,
like a streaming service that's just geared to live music. That would be pretty awesome.
That would be awesome, right?
You know, where it's like, you know, lots of bands all across the country or even across the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, not only shows, but maybe you could get like some in-depth, like while in the studio recording, like, you know, and, you know, cause everybody's got a camera these days and that'd be a great idea. All I need is a million or a few million and I'll make it happen. So
well, there's any investors out there. He's got money, but then he would tell you to change your name.
He's got a bunch.
He'll change your name and make you go to space.
X Music.
Yeah. X mark the musical note. He'll just change how music is written. Cause you know, he apparently knows how to do that real well, but oh man, that's crazy.
So I came up with this idea. It's called music.
That's right. And I'm the first one to know about it.
And the first ever.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. How nice we all are now. Right. So what's next for you guys? You're going to do more. You got Sophie. That's going to be the next video.
Yeah, probably the next video will be Sophie. That's about another friend of ours that passed in that last year. Aww. So it was like we had a rough year that way, but you know, and that's the song that opens the album too, is Sophie. So it's like I like that about the album, that we're kind of sandwiched between our friends in there, you know. Mm-hmm. But after that, we're working on an EP called Scratched Tracks, and cool. We got the four albums out, so we're gonna take a song from that was going to be on each one of those four albums and make an EP out of that.
Awesome. So, you know, awesome. You guys
fairly soon for that. Yeah.
I'm excited. I really enjoy your music. I mean, it's just, you know,
thank you so much.
It's like, you know, when you eat good food, how many times can you say thank delicious? You. That's how I feel about it. It's like, I was just listening to it. I'm like, oh my God, like this is just so good. It just is. It just hits the spot, you know. Oh, you could be called X. We'll have to change your name. But it really does. And again, the art, I think that it's so cool that you incorporate art into it, you know. That's something that gets forgotten all the time. And especially in the age of AI, you know, AI is cool for some things. But before you guys go, what do you feel about in regards to AI and what's happening to music? Because I think that's part of you guys have that warmth where it's like, okay, this is real, you know, versus someone's auto-tune and all of that.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that this morning because I was thinking, you know, the Satellite album was all a theme. And then this album, not really a theme, but there are some similarities in a lot of the songs. But the next album, I'm already thinking, has got like, we've already got some songs written for it. There's a song called Flat. There's one called Control-Alt-Delete. There's one called A Crumbling World.
Oh my gosh.
You know, and I think that I think it's that next album is going to kind of lean towards the whole AI into the world kind of theme. That's kind of where
it's crazy. It's like there's good things about it. And then the bad is like, if it gets bad, it's bad, you know. Uh-huh.
But I don't think I can't see AI taking over songwriting. I've heard some examples and stuff. I just, you know, you can make some words rhyme, you know, and make a decent melody or whatever with AI, but I just don't think you can, any computer
even
program can replicate
articles,
the human soul, you know?
Yeah, I know people have, you know, you can write articles, and the articles that I can tell that are AI generated all have like something like that shows that it hasn't been read or proofread, and they're just slapped on to make ad sales on website pages. It's just like clickbait kind of AI articles, mostly about celebrity crap that we don't care about.
Right.
And it's just clickbait. And then you can tell partway through that it's like either somebody wrote it who has a different language.
Yeah.
Or
and AI can't play live. They can't, AI can't pick up an instrument and play live, you know.
Well,
at all. They don't have arms. Yeah. They make a robot that does it.
To make a robot feel heat and cold or something like that. And I'm like, that's going to get weird, you know? But no, I think the arts, in a way, it could push the arts to be bigger and more important for people, you know, to get away from the robotic world and seek the truth of, you know, what humans can do. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah. I think the pendulum's going to swing back kind of like in the Dune universe where they destroyed all the AI and all the computers and, you know, went went the other way because the lack of humanity that's in all of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm excited about your next album and the EP to hear what you scratched off and then you're going to put back in. So the chick, because it's scratched, the chick gets to come back in?
The chick will be scratching. Yeah, that's why we're talking about the cover with Jeff Jordan. So he's got some ideas in the works for that.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Well, everyone, redhotshame.com is the website to go to and keep up with them there. Social media, go on YouTube and watch their videos. We're looking forward to the next one of Sophie and your next albums. I'm excited. I get super excited when I have good new music, man. Seriously.
thank you so much for that.
I do have to give a shout out to our sponsor, the National Parks Arts Foundation, who creates artist residency programs for artists, musicians, writers, filmmakers, where they get to stay for a month in a national park. And I'm hoping one day you guys all apply to go stay in Hawaii Volcanoes National Park in their big house, their big art house for a month. Seriously, they have a recording studio. So what? I'm just saying.
Twist my arm. Send,
yeah, give us that information.
Everybody,
let's do it.
NationalParksArtsFoundation.org. They have residencies up in northern New Mexico, like Chaco Canyon. They've got a Dry Tortugas, where you're off-grid in the Florida Keys on your own island. Just saying.
Nice.
I think you guys would be good at it. All right. Everyone, take care. Keep up with us at BigBlendRadio.com.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.